This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is finally agreeing to an urgent request from Ukraine as Russia's war continues, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
American officials say Washington's poised to approve sending Ukraine a Patriot missile battery. Kyiv's been desperate for more robust weapons to fight off Russian aerial attacks that have destroyed key infrastructure. The Patriot surface-to-air missiles would mark a key advance in the types of defense systems the West provides. The Patriot system has been under consideration for some time, and one official says it took on more priority as winter closed in. Sagar Magani at the White House.
South Africa's ruling African National Congress, ANC, on Tuesday stopped an impeachment process from being launched against President Cyril Ramaphosa as most of its lawmakers voted to reject an inquiry report into alleged misconduct.
Those who have voted yes, 148, and those who have voted no, 214. Abstained, hold on, honorable members. Abstention, 2. And therefore, the Section 891 inquiry will therefore not be proceeded with. I thank you, honorable members.
Ramaphosa's political future had been hanging in the balance earlier this month after a report by a panel of experts found preliminary evidence he may have violated the Constitution over a stash of foreign currency hidden at his private game farm. The outcome puts Ramaphosa in a stronger position to secure re-election as party leader and possibly head of state. This is VOA News. Kinshasa's police chief says at least 50 people have died in Democratic Republic of Congo's capital after intense rains triggered flooding and landslides. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
One resident, Mama Eugenie, says she can't find one of her children. My house is gone with the rain, she says. I don't know where to go. Poorly regulated urbanization has made Kinshasa increasingly vulnerable to flash floods after intense rains, which have become more frequent due to climate change. The provincial governor and Congo's prime minister are visiting flooded areas, a representative of the governor's office said.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Tuesday the will of Peru's electorate should be respected and that Pedro Castillo should not have been removed as president of the South American country.
Lo que plantea el convenio.
Castillo was ousted last week after lawmakers voted to remove him following his failed attempt to rule by decree and dissolve Congress to avoid a third impeachment vote. The Mexican president said he would continue to regard Castillo as Peru's leader until the matter was legally resolved. U.S. researchers announced a historic nuclear fusion breakthrough on Tuesday, hailing a quote-unquote landmark achievement in the quest for a source of unlimited clean power and an end to reliance on fossil fuels. The Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory said it had used the world's largest laser to create for the first time a fusion reaction that replicated the process that powers the sun and generated more energy than it took to produce, a goal pursued by scientists for decades. Nuclear fusion has been touted by its supporters as a clean, abundant, and safe source of energy that could eventually humanity to break its dependence on coal, crude oil, natural gas, and other hydrocarbons driving the global climate crisis. Lionel Messi scored a penalty to help Argentina take a 2-0 lead over Croatia at halftime in the World Cup semifinals. Julian Alvarez also scored for the two-time champions. Messi put his penalty in the top right-hand corner in the 34th minute for his fifth goal of the tournament, tied for the most with France striker Mbappe. Croatia has been dominating possession before Messi's goal, but now Argentina is on course to reach its sixth World Cup final. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.